Back with another Dream Team interview today on Regional Radio, and we're talking to a sophomore Dream Teamer. That doesn't happen too often, from Steelville High School, talking with Allie Gibbs, making the Dream Team just 5 girls Dream Team cross-country runners. Allie, and you are one of those. So how does that sound?
Oh, I'm so happy.
So a long cross-country season, and one thing that I always find to be impressive about cross-country runners is the mental toughness. There's a lot of the mental side of being a cross-country runner, and just being a sophomore, you've got it pretty figured out at an early age. How'd you get it all figured out?
I've always wanted to be the best. I wanted to see how far I can go, and with my coach and my team, we have a bunch of boys and we have just a few girls. And I always try and get there with the boys. I want to try and beat the boys.
You know,
that really helps with the mental aspect of everything.
And I'm thinking, by looking at some of the things that you accomplished this year, those boys better watch out. Second in the 1600, second in the 32, second in the 4800 as a sophomore. That's crazy, Allie.
Thanks.
So what was it like being at the state meet? And you finished second in 3 events. I know you want to win all 3 of those events, but what did you expect going into the state tournament? Did you expect to have such a good weekend?
I knew it was going to be hard, and I knew I had to give it my all, but I felt really confident in that race. I felt that if I worked my butt off to do it, and I know I've been doing it all season, that I can accomplish big goals.
So what's going through your mind? You're running at the state meet. You finished second in the 16, the 32, the 48. What's that like to cross the finish line as one of the best runners in the state?
I don't know how to explain it. It was just amazing just to know that all my hard work finally accomplished something, and I was so happy.
Did you expect to maybe be in the top 1, 2, or 3 going into the state meet?
I was pretty confident in it. Like, I was going to be fine if I got top 5, but I was really, really shooting for that top 3 spot.
So you had that goal in mind. How nice is it to get out there and surprise yourself and then achieve that goal that you had set prior? That's got to be awesome.
Yes, it just shows that if I keep making goals and I keep working hard, that I can accomplish them, and I can accomplish so much more in my high school career.
Yeah, you're only halfway home in the high school career as far as cross country goes. It seems like the sky's the limit for you. What do you want to accomplish over the next couple of years?
I want to be the state champion in cross country, and I'm shooting high for this track season too. And, well, when I leave high school, I want people to remember me. I want them to think about cross country and track and think, oh, Allie Gibbs, that's what I want.
Allie, you're quite the character. Where does your moxie come from? Where does that all come from?
I've learned to be strong and to work hard because my dad went overseas a couple times, and I've learned how to stay strong in hard situations. And running is a hard situation, and it helps me.
I would say so. When you're running and you're in these, the 16, the 32, and you have to go these great distances and you have to really not think about it so much, where do you go in your mind?
I think, how bad do I want this? Do I really want to waste all the effort I put in through the season? And I think about my little siblings and what I want them to look at me when I get older. And I want them to think, oh, I want to be like my big sister. And that's what I want. I want people to look up to me, and I want people to know that the sky's the limit. You can do whatever you want as long as you put your mind up to it.
Allie, I've got to ask, behind the scenes, you mentioned talking about where the toughness comes from, but you have a good heart. Where does that come from?
I've learned that you need to, in order to get through this life, you need to be a good person. Even when life gets you down in the gutter, you need to come back, and people can be in harder situations, and you need to help other people through that, and you also need to help yourself through that.
Allie, I don't know if I've heard wiser words from a sophomore in high school. That was very impressive.
Thank you.
I don't want to keep you out of class for too long. I mean, I could probably talk to you until the bell rings for the end of the day if you needed me to, but I imagine you're more determined and more driven than that. So before we part ways, is there anything that you want to mention or anybody you want to say thank you to that I haven't talked about or mentioned?
I want to thank my family, and I want to thank my team and my friends and especially my coach, because I know without their support, I don't know if I would be all the way up here, because I know I've caused myself to get these accomplishments, but also their support has helped me when I've gone down into darkness, when I feel like I don't know if I'm going to make my PR. And when I do make my PR, I think of how my supporters really helped me get there.
Once again, talking with Allie Gibbs, a sophomore dream teamer from Steelville High School. Allie, I think we could keep talking for another probably 25 minutes, but got to cut you short. But I will tell you this, we will be talking very, very soon. And I hope I can see you Sunday at the Dream Team ceremony.
You can guarantee to see me then.